Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. It's good to come this morning in this manner and rejoice in the singing. I particularly really enjoy more in children singing. Praise the Lord. Please turn to Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. My dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Father, for this day. Father, thank you for this another opportunity to given us to come into Thy presence, Father, Lord, to worship You, to glorify Thy name, Lord, to give You thanks from bottom of our heart, Father, Lord, because, Father, You deserve it. And, Lord, thank You, Father, for giving me this opportunity to open Thy word and, Lord, share it, Lord. I pray and commit myself to Your almighty hand, Father, and ask Your presence this morning in midst of us, Father. Be with us, guide us, and lead us in Your way, Father. Pray and commit this time with the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Last few weeks, actually very, very hectic for me at job because it was a one project, very short project come along the way, and you know, it was something like a totally new job for me, totally new platform, new technology, new concept, new fundamentals, and it was really was a bit of management pressure to finish this project on time and all that, like, you know, because they want to earn money quickly out of this one. And I was a bit distressed during, you know, last few weeks. But when I come to this Psalm, you know, and when I read Psalm 118, verse 5, it says that I call on the Lord in distress. The Lord answers me and set me in a broad place. That particular verse, like, you know, that I, when I call on the Lord, I just want to, it's a kind of a testimony for me that, you know, that Lord really helped me throughout this time. And, you know, on last Friday, I was able to finish that project. So, you know, the point of saying is that whenever we are in distress, we can go to Him. And He's so faithful and just that, you know, He help us the way He wants, and He knows my limitations. He knows, you know, our limitations, and you know the way we works. He works in our life, and to achieve that particular goal, and that way He gives us a peace in our heart. You know, if we following read the verses here, verse 6 to 9, says that the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord for me among those who help me. Therefore I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in a man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in the princes. You know, it's when I was reading this, just assessing myself before I knew Christ, you know, I used to have a fear for taking up any new opportunity or any challenge at job. But, you know, now it is not, because now I know in my heart that, you know, whatever challenge is coming, whatever difficulties or difficult time is coming, that is coming because Lord allows, you know, that things in my life. He says that, okay, you go through it, and every difficult time I learn something new. So, you know, a good thing is I'm trusting in the Lord, and He's so faithful in these situations. Before, I used to fear the people, I used to fear with the title and positions and the people power and all that stuff. The reason I think is because I used to trust in people. You know, I was maybe I was dependent on the people. I was thinking that, you know, if I want to do something in my life, I need people to do it for me somehow, one or the other way. So it was all about people and not God. But, you know, God has changed that statement in my heart and in my life. Now it's other way around, that, you know, God is everything, and so that I can love people, and for any supplications or for anything, I can go to Him and He hears me. So it is so true for me. I can see that, you know, it is better to trust in the Lord than in the man. And I just want to encourage you all, because I think we all have this experience that when we trust in the Lord, you know, He answers us, compared to we trust in the man. So give thanks to Him this morning specifically, like wherever He is helping you in the last week or in the last few weeks, that, you know, we all have some different difficulties or difficult time or some different situations, but Lord is faithful and He is helping us. So this is an opportunity to give Him a thanks. Just want to, another point, to praise Him this morning, that give thanks Him for the salvation that He has given us. In this psalm only, it says, psalm, the same psalm, if you read verse 18 to 21, verse 18, the Lord has chastened me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise You, for You have answered me and have become my salvation. You know, when I was reading about this, particularly this verse, verse 19, open to me the gates of the righteousness, and I was just thinking about the gate. You know, if you go to India and if you go to, you know, a big temple, on some particular day, you will find that there are thousands of people there standing in a queue and waiting to go inside the temple, where the gates are closed and they have a specific time that, okay, in the morning, this time the gate will open, then and then only you can enter. Till that time, you have to stand. And if you see, because I have also stand in that queue, so thousands of people, like, you know, you can, if you turn around all over the way, you will see the round, and you will think that when my number will come. And there are many people, they could not get through it, and the, you know, even if the gate starts at 5 o'clock till 2 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock, if you see, the people are there and they have to go back because gates are closed, that's it, you know. But when I think about the, you know, Lord, here the psalmist says that, you know, Lord has chastened me severely. You know, it's a good thing that Lord chastened me, and, you know, Lord help me to go through these gates. Who is our gate? Jesus Himself is the gate. You know, Jesus Himself is the gate, that He came in my life and He opened the gate for me. Through Him I can come. Through Him I can come into the holy presence of the Lord, and I can bow down before Him and worship Him. You know, so thanks to Jesus this morning that, you know, He becomes our gate so that we can come here this morning. Otherwise, there is no point to come here in this manner to worship to the God. We cannot come into the holy presence without Jesus, without this gate. And we cannot overcome the sin, you know, without this, without entering into this gate. And we cannot rejoice as we are rejoicing this morning. We cannot be happy in our heart without this salvation that we have got through Jesus Christ. So give thanks to Him for this salvation that He has given us. Praise the God. The third point I want to say, praise the God for, you know, for bringing us together by His Spirit and love. For bringing us together, for binding us together in spirit and love. You know, because if I think about, you know, each one of us, we are from totally different background, totally different language, totally different culture. I cannot see any single action of our daily routine life is a common between all of us. But yet we are here, you know, yet we are gathering in this manner for many years, right? That is just because, you know, we have that spirit of Jesus Christ and His love, that He is helping us and binding us together. As you know, Hosea, if you turn to Hosea chapter 11, verse 4, Hosea chapter 11, verse 4. Can someone read?
I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid me unto them.
Yeah, so here, you know, this verse is, I believe that it's applicable to us as well. You know, Jesus is the one who drew us here with gentle cords. You know, He is the one who is binding us with love. And, you know, He is the one who is feeding us His word. You know, He is the one who is giving us this spiritual life. He is the one who is giving us this righteousness in our life. So this verse clearly tells us, you know, that He is the one who is binding us together. And because of this unity, we can see love. You know, when my parents and Mayuri mom came here, when they stay with us, and when they were living, I was found one thing common in both of them, one sentence common, that they could experience, you know, the love of church and all of you. That was a common thing I found out from their own mouth, that they told me that, you know, it's amazing to see the love in this country. We didn't get this kind of love, you know, from our own country, from our own people. So that is, again, all glory goes to God, you know, all glory goes to Jesus, because He is the one who is helping us to love others. Otherwise we cannot be bounded like this with our own strength. We will fail. And we will fail, I believe there are main three reasons. Is pride, gossiping, and third is self-glory. There are many other, but these are three things, because I can see that, you know, that was in my life before. If I think about pride, then, you know, I was thinking in my heart that I am something, and when I was thinking I am something, and whatever my thoughts are, that is the correct, and, you know, person has to obey me or listen me. At that time, I couldn't love people. You know, I was having that jealousy. I was having that harshness in my heart, bitterness for the people. But thank God that, you know, God has put me to that particular place that I come to know that I am nothing. It's good to know that I am nothing. And, you know, it's good to know that I cannot compare myself, just like a, you know, a tiniest dust of this earth compared to the Almighty God. And it's good to know that, you know, we are His children who cares for us. So I really thank God that, you know, He reveals that way in me, that I come to know I'm nothing. Second thing is gossiping. That is also another factor I can think of that can destroy the relationship quickly. If we read Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8. Can someone read?
The words of a talebearer are as tools, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly.
Yeah, so, you know, that bit is also, I don't know about you, but I have experienced that bit, gossiping. It's like an interesting food, sweet food. You know, people love to do gossiping. I used to do. I used to say many things, bad things about others, to others. That is wrong. That is wrong in sight of Lord. You know, I should not do this. But thank God that, you know, he reveals that to me. Third thing is self-glory. It is hard. But, you know, that Lord is working in such a way that now we all are able to give the glory to Him. For whatever we do, we are able to give the glory. That's very hard for people to give the glory to the God. You know, even though if we think about any man, the breath we are taking, that is not, you know, our own. We are a debtor for our own breath. But people don't care. You know, who gives this breath? People don't care. But I thank God that, you know, I come to know that whatever I have, whatever I am doing, that is purely a blessing of God, that is purely a mercy of God, and that is purely a grace of God, so that, you know, I can live here in a happy way. So these are the few points I just want to tell you this morning. Come before the presence of the God and worshiping Him. Before I finish, want to read Psalm 118, back to 118, 26 to 29 together. Psalm 118, verse 26 to 29. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you come from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and He has given us light. Bind us, sacrifice with cords to the horn of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. So as we all have been experiencing His great mercy every single day, every single moment of our life, this is a great opportunity to glorify Him, to worship Him. Amen.